I was 12 years old, and my dad woke me up around 3 in the morning. And we walked in the snow about 7 miles to bring those horses back so my dad can take my mom to the hospital to have a baby. And then it was just me and my little brother, Frank. He was 5 years old. It was really scary for me, but I had to stay brave and don't show it to my little brother. Every day it was snowing and snowing, and I shoveled from the doorway all the way to the corral so the sheep can eat. My little brother keeps saying, "Where's Mom? Where's Mom?" And I tell him, you know, it's okay. The sheep's are there. The dogs are there, you know. We're not alone. All we had was peanut butter there and powder milk. So I said, I'm going to make you an ice cream. So I got some snow and some powder milk, put a little bit of sugar in it, and I gave it to him. My dad's side of the family lived about 2 miles, and I could hear the dogs barking down there. I tried to make my little brother follow me there, but our feet gets frozen, so we just returned back to the house. We stayed alone for a long time, and in the evening, we would just cry ourselves to sleep. And I was afraid that the snow will never end. One day, I heard real loud noise. I guess it was a chopper. So I ran out, and I saw a big bag on the snow. I opened it real fast, and there was food, like meat. And we ate it with our fingers from out of the can. It was so good. I was out in the corral when I heard a wagon. So I ran back to the house and got my little brother out. And then I said, "Listen." And sure enough, that wagon came up. My mom, my dad, and a little baby. Her name is Bernice. They brought her back. What would you have done if you were in my shoes?
I would be scared and afraid. Where did your courage come from?
It's probably from my mom, because she always said, it will take you to accomplish something. That's what she says in Navajo to us. Life is not easy. It takes a lot of work. It's all up to you to make it happen.